You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Synthetic Children with Impress on the track Dreams come through. Morena C from Synthetic Children, how are you doing?
Good, I'm doing really good, thanks.
So nice to chat with you, and so exciting to hear you're heading up from Te Papaioia to Tāmaki this week to celebrate your new album, Everything's Perpetual, and also celebrate alongside Palmy Heart Legends, GTKB. It's a bit of a Palmerston North takeover. What's been happening? How's this project come together, this Synthetic Children album?
So it sort of came together over the last 2 years, this album anyway, via lockdown, I was writing all these tracks, and sort of in those early post-lockdown times when people still weren't really traveling, we were doing a lot of live stream shows in Palmy.
Oh, cool.
And like the Stomach and Snails were like facilitating those. And I was writing, a lot of the tracks around then. So the tracks were really capturing that kind of vibe of like sort of coming to terms with things around you and kind of quite a reflective music process. And then all of it was recorded at a later date at these two events called Beat Camp that Tiny Club ran, which is a small club that we have in Palmy. We basically went out to like a tramping hut in an alpine reserve, and just filled it with a bunch of music hardware and went ham.
I spent
the weekend recording.
What a special place to record. It must have been quite an inspiring location.
Yeah, it really was. We went on two separate occasions, like once this year in February and once last year in February. And both times I just was going ham with like a field recorder, just like recording everything. And lots of those sounds were then like layered into the mix as well to like bring a real sense of place to the recordings.
Yeah.
And I really liked how, like, because I was around nature and like around all my friends in like a really positive place, that the sort of darker moodiness of the tracks is kind of like complemented by this other like more positive recording style.
Yeah, that's so interesting you should say that, because listening to the album, I think I was quite struck by the really interesting way that you've layered sound throughout it. And there's this quite sort of hopeful feeling that I was kind of experiencing listening to this. Because as you say, it gets quite dark and crunchy and unsettling at times. But then, I mean, songs like the one we just listened to really sort of pull back out of that space as well. When you think about it as one full body of work, did you come in to this project knowing it was all going to be collated as an album, or were you working track by track and then maybe retrospectively finding that through line?
So it was, all the tracks were written for like a live set that like those sort of like lockdown era live streams and stuff. I was writing tracks because I needed tracks to perform at these gigs that I'd agreed to play.
Classic scenario.
Yeah,
I've said yes,
classic.
And there's something to play.
Because I'd got rid of my previous drum machine like right before the lockdown and bought this new one, so I had no tracks that I could play. So I kind of was writing them for a live setting, and then like sort of around the start of last year, I was like, oh, I actually have like a reasonable collection of tracks here. And at the time, they were all the ones that I'd just written by myself, and they were the kind of darker, crunchier ones. And I initially sort of thought that there would be quite a depressive album, but then I decided that alongside my own like gender transition journey, it would be cool to get some other trans people that I know to feature on the album. And because of that, it started, like the second half of the album in particular, started to become much more like exploratory and hopeful, like you say.
Yeah. Yeah, it really feels like it opens up in that second half of the record. And I didn't realise that's sort of the point at which more collaborations were coming into it, but that makes so much sense thinking about it like that. When you're bringing in other people's ideas to your own personal creating space, how do you have conversations about what you're interested in working through sonically and conceptually? Do you talk about that, or do you just kind of let the sounds happen? What's the process for you, C?
Yeah, it's a pretty crack-up process, because there's definitely, like, with the people that I collaborated with, like Impress and Jess and Rosa, I think all of us have quite, like, strong and unique musical interests that don't, like, there's definitely a lot of crossover, but there's also a lot of, like, strong divergence from each other, which is quite cool. But it made it very funny to work with each of them. And for the track that you just played, featuring Impress, Dreams Come Through, that was very much a like, I'm going to go and hang out with Sam in her bedroom for a couple of weekends. And I really, really wanted to explore like the most positive side of gender transition. and I wanted it to be like really like positive but also really funny. And then Sam Empress is really into like this kind of ambient trance movement, and so we just kind of crossed over like her musical interest with what I was trying to express, and that works really well. And then with Jess and Rosa, it was kind of Jess and Rosa can both play like traditional instruments and understand music theory stuff that I just don't have any grasp on. And it was kind of like they taught me some music theory concepts that would help me express the kind of shift from dissonance and depressive sounds into a more like positive, uplifting second half of that track that I did with them.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was kind of like a coming together of my idea and their song structure and writing.
That's so nice when you can feel the way that you've kind of learnt from your peers and your friends that, you know, and you can sort of hear it in your own sound as well and be like, yeah, this is the learning process that's kind of been applied to this track. I really love this record. I think it's fantastic. Everyone should go check it out. And also check you out on Friday at Wine Cellar. What's the live set like for Synthetic Children? Is it just you, C? Have you got band members with you? What's the hardware that you're bringing up?
Yeah, so it is just me and Synthetic Children. And that's always misleading because it's a plural name. but yeah, it is just me. And currently I'm using an Electron Model Samples as my drum machine. And I'm sticking with my trusty Volca FM and Volca bass for all the synth sounds. And a lot of people crack up at that because people really underrate the little Volcas. They look like toys, but I have a lot of sort of effects pedals that I run them through, and well, not even that many, but you know, a few, and that makes it really crunchy and dense, and it moves around a lot. So that's kind of the live setup, and I'll be performing all of the tracks from the album that don't have features on them.
Awesome. Oh, that's so exciting. I can't wait to see it. See, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. For anyone who is wanting to head along, Synthetic Children and GTKB double release show happening this Friday at the Wine Cellar, and tickets are from Under the Radar. Also, if people want to get their hands on this record, see, everything's Perpetual, then your Bandcamp, I believe, is probably the best place to go so people can spend some cash on it. Syntheticchildren.bandcamp.com. Thanks for speaking with us this morning.
Oh, thanks heaps for having me, and hope to see you at the show.
This is Bad Way to God. Have a great day, C. See you later.
Cheers, bye.
kind of skaterish and it's kind of raver.
Okay, wait. What's a skater and what's a raver?
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.